Melissa Lachi, and you're listening to the Men of Mistakes podcast. Your place to learn from the mistakes of others because you can't live long enough to make them all on your own. This week we have Josh Levine, aka Josh Levine, founder of Great Monday, co-founder of Culture Lab X. This guy eats, drinks, and breathes company culture. Josh, I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Josh, so tell me, what do you love most about what you're doing right now? What is Culture Lab X? Do you want mind telling all our users our listeners what Culture Lab X is and Great Monday? Because I feel like the two are very much connected and in their own way.
Yeah, sure. So my passion is really around helping organizations develop company cultures that can empower their employees as well as their business. And so there's a couple ways that I do that. About 10 years ago, I started a consultancy called Great Monday with the intent of really focusing on company culture. My sort of pedigree is around brand strategy. So I come from that space. So Great Monday is really kind of 50% brand building and 50% culture building, focused on technology and social enterprise organizations. So we've been doing that for about 10 years, but 3 years ago, I got together with a few friends of mine to sort of create a common interest group around company culture, because there really was nothing out there that was sort of satisfying that. There was a lot of HR work, HR groups going on, but that wasn't really what we wanted to, or what I was interested in. And so just a few of us got together and decided, you know, we just felt like this was really important. And we started having some meetings, and then we kind of made it public, and people started showing up, and then more people started showing up. And then it's been gangbusters ever since. Culture Lab X is now officially a national nonprofit. We are really built to advocate for company culture as a strategic advantage. And we do it by hosting, we have labs across the country in about 5 cities now. And each of those labs, they're sort of their charters to host events to facilitate discussions, bringing together culture builders from across the community. And so we, you know, here in San Francisco is kind of where we started. We've been doing workshops. We do panels. We have a lot of different really interesting speakers that come in. We have a lab in New York. We have one in Colorado, Portland, and Seattle, and then a few other labs that are kind of looking to, you know, testing the waters to see if that community is right for, you know, a culture community like Culture Lab. So Toronto, Austin, Connecticut, there's a few other folks that are kind of reaching out. And, you know, so we look at those, you know, people actually submit an application and say, I'm interested, and here's the resources I have, and here's why I think we would be a good fit. And, you know, it's really just about spreading the message and giving people the language and the sort of cognitive tools to be able to talk more intelligently about company culture, the power of company culture, and learn how to design it for themselves.
That's awesome. I mean, you and I actually have crossed paths in the company culture space back when I was at Zappos.com, and you were also there with Zappos Insights, and how I had no idea that I was actually photographing you and at one point talking to you, then all of a sudden here you show up.
That's
at
right.
WeWork.
That's
you know, with Culture Lab and Great Monday. I was like, oh my gosh, finally someone who's speaking my language, like company culture. And
totally.
If you could go back in time to the beginning of your career, to the beginning of your haircut, pre-haircut,
yes sir, when I had my dreadlocks, exactly.
Yes. Back to dreads. If you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would you tell yourself and why?
It's a good question. You know, I think what has propelled me has not been one particular skill. I went to design school. This is graphic design. I've focused and worked on writing. I've been, I've trained to do public speaking and facilitation. All those things matter, but ultimately I think what for me matters most is kind of the energy that focusing on something matters for me. That is sort of the light, like kind of the, not just a job or a career, but a calling, which I think some people have said before, but to me, that's the energy that I'm able to use to kind of do all these things, right? Like there's, you know, you started by saying, oh, you're doing all of these things, and it's true. But it's, you know, I wish I could be doing even more, you know, and I strive for that. You know, I want to be writing, I want to be diligent, all those things of like, you know, here's the best practices of really productive people. Like all of those things are only driven by the energy, the amount of energy that you have. And for me, I get my energy from the kind of work that I do and ultimately the deep purpose that, you know, I have helping people be more engaged at work, being more purposeful at work and finding happiness through that. And that way I don't question whether it's is it a good use of my time or is it a good use of, you know, my money to invest in this type of thing. It's because I care about it and I know that the choice, you know, my choice is right. It's like I don't know necessarily what the ROI of hosting an event for Culture Lab that may or may not succeed is, but in any case, the sort of the way I measure it is if it's had an effect on, you know, a person or two, and if it's done its job, then I know that I've advanced, you know, my purpose. And then if it comes back to me and my business, then terrific. But ultimately, because my purpose is really about helping people find that kind of work that they love and helping organizations articulate that and what makes for, you know, all the right kind of people, that's the kind of thing that really gets me excited and gives me the kind of energy to do what I want to do, because otherwise it's just not, it just isn't enough. I don't know, if I'm not loving what I'm doing, one doesn't have the energy to really propel yourself forward. And I think that's the sort of the one key to kind of, I think all these folks were like, here's how I do all these things. I mean, for me, it's just the energy I get, the drive, that that's more than just a paycheck. It's a passion for doing this kind of work. And it doesn't matter, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know, you know, is Great Monday going to be the end all be all? Is Culture Lab going to be the thing that really does it? You know, or is it a, you know, is it a book that I write, or is it, you know, all these things are kind of just prototypes of, you know, just experiments and kind of getting the purpose out there, but the purpose won't change. Mm-hmm. You know, what is that higher purpose? Like, what is the thing that gives you that energy and excitement? And that to me is that's what I would ask myself and say, look, it's about finding for yourself the thing that gets you most excited and gives you that energy. And then everything else will kind of fall into place and you'll make mistakes and you'll go down the wrong path, but then you'll have the energy to kind of correct course and continue to head on.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Joss, for your amazing piece of advice. Everyone, ask yourself, what is it that gets me up in the morning, that gives me the energy I need in order to keep on doing what I want to do, pull forward, move forward? Thank you again, Josh.
Absolutely.
This is great. Yeah. Everyone needs to ask themselves that every morning. So if you're listening to this, do what Josh does. Ask yourself, is this giving me the energy? Follow Josh Levine, a.k.a. Josh Levine on Twitter. Josh, is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, if you're interested in company culture, I would invite you to head over to culturelabx.com and join our community. Stay in touch. We are just looking for people that are interested and passionate about, you know, making the work world better.
Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Until next week, keep on making mistakes.